Yikara Moshe L'Aron L'Vana V'L'Zikne Yisrael. See, on the eighth day, after the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, Moshe Rabbeinu called Aaron and his sons and the Zikanim of Yisrael. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan Rashi says, Shmi L'Miluim. Now every single day of the Miluim, Aaron and his sons came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they learned Torah with him, the Frat, to learn the Inyanim of the Mishkan and the Karbonis. So I was like, why did it have to, was it necessary? There was a special kriya to Aaron Levana. I mean, they knew to come, so what's the pshat? There's different mepharshim say different pshatim. The Sefer Imrei Shofer says that Lev is a posik in Mishlei. Lev yoidei amoros nafshei. The heart of a person could feel sometimes when there's embitterment over there and there's something bad coming. And even though Aaron HaKohen did not know what was coming, he didn't know that Nadav and Avihu were going to be nifted that day, but it could be that his mazal saw, like Chazal say, Afagav di'ihu loy chozi mazlayu chozi. See, he had a hergish that something bad is going to happen on that day. As it says, for Klal Yisrael, Kol Beis Yisrael, Yivkor Sasreif HaShesorif Hashem. So, and that's also why it says, Vayhi Eloshen of Tzara. So in Melo, they didn't come on their own to Moshe. I guess they understood, or they had a feeling in their heart that something bad is gonna happen. That's one teretz that said. Parshat one could say that the same way later on, when Aaron HaKohen, once he was there already, he didn't want to come close to the Mizbeach. As the Ramban says later on, that by Aaron HaKohen, it says, V'chatosi negdi somit, my chait is always connected me. And he was still able to shmir the bizyonis of taking part in the chait ha'egel, even though he was really innocent, but he felt that there was a chait over there on his part. So the same way, he didn't want to go once he was already here, so the chetchila, he had to be called. He was mevuzet to come because he was afraid of his chait. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zechatzadik B'Kodesh L'Vrocha, the Sefer Darish Moshe says that the Torah is teaching us over here that Aaron had to be called. It's as if he never did the Avodah before and he was never here before. Every single day, we said this last week, that every single day that he came was to him a new bracha. The Kohen Gadol needed a new chinuch every single day, the Minchas Chavitin. So Aaron HaKohen felt that every day he was nischadish anew, and the same way the first time he had to be called, so this time also he had to be called, as if he was never called before. That was the Mile of the Hischachos by Aaron HaKohen, just like later on they say by the Menorah, by Askein Aaron, Melamed Shloishina. It teaches us that he didn't change. Well, what didn't he change? What's the Chiddush? He didn't change that same Hischachos that he felt the first time he lit the Menorah. Every time he lit it throughout, he felt that new Hischachos. So here, the Hischachos were so great, Ad Kedei Kach, that he had to be called. Zeh HaDover HaShetziv HaShem Tasu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is the thing that Hashem commanded you should do. V'yera aleichem kavod Hashem. And it should appear on you the kavod of Hashem. When the Haskalah spread and it brought poison throughout Klal Yisrael, so there were those that comforted themselves by saying, well, at least I'm a Jew at heart. I might not put on tefillin, I might not eat kashrus, but I'm a Jew at heart. So Chavetz Chaim said that Yetzer Hara is not something new. That Yetzer Hara was already around through the generations. So people wondered, where do you find such a thing? He says it was in the Torah, it was like that also. So by the Tzivi of the Hakamas HaMishkan, so everybody donated to the Mishkan, and they wanted so much, they were waiting that the Shekhinah should rest on them. It said, V'osu li migdosh, v'shachanti b'soichem, they were anxiously awaiting that the Shekhinah should rest amongst them. And they brought in the davis, and they donated and all things, and then they gathered together, and they're waiting for the Hashroah Shekhinah to come. And they're waiting, and they're waiting, and in their hearts, they're waiting for it to come, and nothing's happening. So they got very disappointed. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood what they were disappointed about. And he said, by just waiting for it alone, that's not going to bring down the Shekhinah. Zeh HaDor HaShetziv HaShem Tasu. You have to do L'maisa. You actually start doing the Avodah and bringing the Karbonis, then V'yera Aleichem Kvod HaShem. But if you expect the Shekhinah to come down by just by just waiting for it, having it in your heart, that's not good enough. And Taki says in the Safron, Tarus Kayanim, Omel HaMoshel Yisrael, Oysa Yetzahara Tarviru Milvavchem. That Yetzahara get rid of from your heart. V'tiyu Kulchem B'yur Achas, Uve Eitzah Achas, V'shores Hofei HaMokin. And if the Masisim Zeh, Yeira Aleichem Kveit Hashem. That Yetzahara that makes you think if you're a Jew at heart alone, that's good enough, says that's not good enough. You have to actually do, you have to do it Lamaisa, and only in that way is the Hashroas HaShchinah going to come. That was what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky, Zechasadik Levrocha, says, Menageh the Seder. It says, Yochom Eir Shchoydish, Talmud Loimer, Bayayim Ahu. I Bayayim Ahu, Yochom Eir Bayayim. Talmud Loimer, Bavurzeh. Bavurzeh, Lo Yomarti, Ala Bishor, Shiesh Matzu, Umar, Menachem, Ufanecha. So why does it say Bavur Zeh B'Shor Shiesh Matzu Mar Menachem Ufanecha? Why does it have to say B'Davki B'Shor Shiesh Matzu Mar Menachem Ufanecha? So Yaakov says, people come to great hesoiris and great feelings and great emotions and great regoshim, and Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim could lead to that. But if it remains with regoshim alone and you feel it in your heart, that's nothing. You have to be willing right away to do the avodah. Bavur Zeh means the Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim has to lead to a lamaisa. It can't be something which is theoretical. I'm a Jew, I feel so good about the Jews' exodus from Mitzrayim. It makes me feel so proud. It's not good enough. Like the Ramban says on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, into Oirum Ta'iru Sahava Asha Techbots, Ramban says that whenever a person has a hargosha belayed to Hashem, he should right away do a lamaisa. Because a hargosha, it's a ruchniyazdikit thing, but if it doesn't latch on to a physical action down by Olam Hazeh, then it's not going to mean anything. And that's Bavur Zeh B'Shor Shiesh Matzu Mar Menachem Ufanecha. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. To sit and wait, that alone is not going to do it. You can have all the regoshim in your heart, but it has to come to Zeh HaDavar HaShesiv HaShem Ta'asu. It was a woman came to my wife's classes. She told her, she was a Baal Teshuva. And Mamish became Baal Teshuva Gemurim, and the kids went to yeshiva. So she told my wife that when they were not from, they used to go to Kabbalah classes. Classes in Kabbalah. Somebody gave a class in Kabbalah. There is a book, Kabbalah for Dummies. You have such a book, Kabbalah for Dummies. But anyway, so she said that they went to Kabbalah classes, and on the way home, a number of couples in the same matzah, and on the way back home, they stopped off at a McDonald's for a cheeseburger. So she said that she felt at the time there was something incongruous with the two things. First, we were like flying high, you know, and then we go, you know, the lamaisa did not match with the emotions and the feelings of highness that they felt. And that's the inyan. Bavur Zeh B'Shor Shiesh Matzu Mar Menachem Ufanecha. It has to lead to lamaisa. Zeh HaDavar HaShesiv HaShem Ta'asu, and then V'yeira Aleichem Kvayt HaShem. On this Pasuk Tak, Zeh HaDavar HaShesiv HaShem Ta'asu, V'yeira Aleichem Kvayt HaShem, Rabban Kotel Zatzal teaches it a little bit of a different angle. Pasht Pshat is talking about the Karbonos of the Miluim, and the Karbon HaShem will be Nizgala Al Yidei the Karbonos. But he says there's another Karbonos that doesn't only deal with the Karbonis and the Avodah and the Mishkan, been our general Avodah. That if we want to be Mechazik our Amunah, so our state said, you have to learn the Yanam of Amunah. But what's Mechazik the Amunah and the depth of understanding of Torah? That's the Lamaisa. There's a Nase, and that leads to a Nishma. You have to do it Lamaisa. Theoretical is very good, but what engraves that starker commitment and Amunah and understanding and depth into the heart, that's the lamaisa. Someone that was Isaac and Kiruv came to Cheskel Abramsky, that's how I believe it was. And he told him he's handling with a woman in Kiruv, and she wants to keep Shabbos, but she can't give up smoking. That's like mamish by her. She can't imagine giving up smoking on Shabbos. So what should I learn with her to be mechaziker? So Cheskel Abramsky said, tell her to keep one Shabbos. Zeh. The lemaisa of keeping it, that is able to break through in the heart the belief in it and the commitment to it, but it has to be a lamaisa. That's what Ravan says. Ravan says over here, Zeh Adar HaShasiv HaShem Tasu. If you do the mitzvah with its digdukim and with the kavana behind it, that goof is the thing that most ingrains the belief in it and the attachment to the mitzvah in your heart, but it has to be a lamaisa. Vayayim HaMoshe L'Aaron. Krav El HaMizbeach V'Aseh Yizcha Tosva V'Soy L'Sechel. V'Chaper Batcho U'Va'ad Ha'am. Bring, come to the Mizbeach, and you make, bring your chatas and your oila, and be mechaper for you and for the nation. Now, l'chayra, the chatas of Aaron should have been a kapara for himself. The nation had a separate carbon. Ba'aseyes korban ha'om, b'chaper ba'adom, that was a separate carbon for the nation. So why in Aaron's carbon does it say over here, kravet ha'mizbeach ba'aseyes chatos, the chaper ba'adcho ba'alom. That was Aaron's carbon. Aaron needed a kapara for himself. And the nation had a kapara for itself, as it says right afterwards. Right? Ba'aseyes korban ha'om, b'chaper ba'adom. So why is his carbon also being mechaper? So the Meshech Chochma says a very good thing. Chazal say, to Gemara Masech, the Shabbos, Navkuf Mem Tesam Bidbeis, that anyone that his chaver is punished through him, even though the Avla was not his, it was the chaver's Avla, but anyone that is a vessel for his friend getting punished, they don't bring him into the Mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, the person has to be very zohir to be Meineya, the people being punished through him. And if people do get punished through him, there's a taina on him as well. He does not get led into the Mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch. So Memeila, it comes out, Aaron needed a kapara on the Chet HaEgel. The nation needed a kapara on the Chet HaEgel. And the nation also needed a kapara for getting Aaron into trouble. It was because of them, because they were a Teveya and Egel, they caused Aaron to get into trouble. So Memeila, Aaron brought a carbon of Chater Batcho of Aram that was on the mice of the Chet HaEgel. Aaron took part in it and the nation took part in it. But the nation that was Teveya, that Egel, they needed a separate kapara because they were the Goyrim of Aaron getting into trouble. And if they were the Goyrim and Aaron would get punished, they are not Nichnas b'mechitzos eshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memelo, they needed a separate kapara. That's what wrote down in the Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah. Chofetz Chaim's son is Meir, that the Chofetz Chaim once got a letter from an Adam Godel. The Adam Godel writes, the Vakoshi he should have of him. What's his? He says, he made a comment, a derogatory comment about the Chofetz Chaim Svarim. And ever since then he got sick. So he asked the Chofetz Chaim to be mispalled into the Moichel. So Chofetz Chaim had a terrible tzar from the mice, and he saw he had tzar. He says, and it was something he was embarrassed, but he got punished because of me, and I'm right, it'd be a very much punishment then. The Chofetz Chaim writes him back a letter. He says, Chas v'sholem, you know, I have no tefillahs on you, no tainas on you, and it's probably not that you got punished because of me, you know, El Dab, and he davened for him, Taki. But if Leib saw Mamish the Tsar, maybe somebody would have said, oh, you see, he said something about me, you know. Nein, Lehepach, he had tremendous tzar for it. That somebody should get punished through me, it's an achrayas and it's a taina. So he saw Mamish Bechush, how his father had tzar over it. Vayikhu v'nei Aaron, nodava aviyu ishmach tosei, nodava aviyu, they took their fire pan, vayitnu b'hen eish, vayosimu oleh k'tayres. They placed fire in it, they put k'tayres in it, so Rashi brings down Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, they were nifter because they were Meira Halacha b'fnei Rabbi, and they went on their own and brought it. Rabbi Shmuel says, they went in and they had drunk wine. And a raya to that, she'achram yisrosan hizeram yisorim shlo yichnesu shtu yayayim. Because after a misa, So those that were left over were warned they should not go in under the influence of wine, etc. So he did these aderis meir halachim fnei rabban and also shtuye yayin. There's one man that says they never got married. So another view, it says over here in the pasuk, b'kroivai akodesh, through my mikurovim I will be sanctified. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, I knew always that the Mikdash is going to be Mekudosh through one of us. I didn't know which one. But now I see that the Mikdash was Mekudosh through them. I see that they were greater for me and from you. How do we understand such a Zach that none of our view were greater than Moshe and Aaron? And yet they went into the Beis HaMikdash, Shtuya Yayin, and the Omeira Halacha B'fnei Rabbah. So, Pashtub Shad is Pashtub Shad. You learn Medrash Pashtub Shad. They were Shtuya Yayin and they taka Umayra Allah B'fnei Rabbah. But Rav Shamshon Fall Hershel, he says a very deep vart. He says, not only is this not a stira to them being greater than Moshe V'Aaron, but Adarabah, it completes the picture of them being greater than Moshe V'Aaron. It says in Teres Kahanim, it says about Nadav and Avihu, what happened over here? They were in their simcha, they were in tremendous simcha about the inauguration of the Mishkan. When they saw this new fire, they wanted to be Moisiv Ahava al Ahava. There was a Ahava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was bringing down the fire and resting his Shechina, and they wanted to be Moisiv Ahava on top of that Ahava. Everything that Moshe and Aaron did, Dr. Shem Shafal Hirsch, they wanted to be Zoicha to a Kirvi Yaseir Hashem, an extra Hiskaris to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the holiest time of Klal Yisrael, when they were Zoicha to the Gila Shechina, so they couldn't control themselves and they wanted to do any more. They were so thirsty for Dveikas B'Hashem, they wanted even more than the Dveikas that was coming down, and they wanted to be Moisif, one Ahava to the other. Now, Dveikas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the thirst for Dveikas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's made on their godless, that someone, it wasn't enough for them, the Dveikas already. They wanted even more, they wanted more than what the regular Tzibur had, that's made on their godless. The fact that they were so thirsty for it. Of the Me'id of Giza, the fact that they were so thirsty and it was so overwhelmed by the Dveikus, this turned out to be a chesaron by them. Favos. Because even though Dveikus and Hashem is a dover rotzi ad ma'oid, and the thirst for Dveikus and Hashem is a dover rotzi, but it has to be done within parameters of what the Torah says. Dveikus could be good, but it cannot be uncontrolled Dveikus. It can't be untempered. It has to be within the boundaries of the Torah. And that's what one of the main lessons over here is, that even Kirvas Hashem, it's not given over just to feelings and emotions alone. It has to be in a disciplined way within the framework of Torah. So the first thing you have to do is you have to ask a Rebbe. You have to ask a Rebbe, can I do this to be makabel this extra dveikus? If you don't ask a Rebbe, and if you don't go out pi the klolim of the Torah, so that's a meira halacha b'fnei rabbi. There's certain things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an opportunity for a Yachid to elevate himself. There's a carbon nedava. A Yachid can bring a carbon nedava. That's different than what the Tzibur does. It's a carbon nedava. But even a carbon nedava is not hefker. Even a carbon nedava has to be done al pi the rabbi. Has to be done al pi the kohen that does the avodah for the rabbi. It has to be on the mizbeach that serves the rabbi. It has to be done in klei shoreis, which is given for the rabbi. Even the avodah of the yachid has to be done within a certain framework. You can't just go on your own hefker willy nilly and decide, I want to do this avodah. There's plenty of opportunities for a yachid within the framework of the Torah to be more davik b'Hashem through more kavanah, to be more davik b'Hashem through giving more tzedakah and improving on hasmada, as long as it's in with the framework of the Torah. So the Torah tells us over here that they did not act within the boundaries. Number one, it says, "Vayikhu ish machtosai." These machtos, these fire pans, were their own personal ones. It did not belong to the tzibur, because they wanted to be miskarev more so than what the tzibur is. So they brought their egg in the kelim. They didn't ask if they're allowed to do it or not. That was meira halacha b'fnei rabba. and they brought a fire on their own. They weren't satisfied with the fire that Hashem would come down. So these are all in Yonim of a Yachid trying to go past the framework of the Torah. And in that respect, they were also Shtuya Yayim. What is a Shosu Yayim? What happens to him? He loses his seichel to his emotions. The Shtuya Yayim, the seichel becomes a little bit bottled, depending, of course, on how much he drank, right? But his seichel becomes limited, which means the seichel usually governs a person, it limits a person. And his emotions become high. That's exactly what they did over here. So even though literally they were shtuya yayin, but the essence of what they did is also a kind of a shtuya yayin, they let the emotions get the better of them, and it was talking kosher emotions, but it wasn't within the framework of the seichel on Torah, and this is what they did wrong. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. They were more kaddish than us because their emotions, it made them want a much bigger dveikus than what we wanted. In that respect, they were greater than Moshe and Aaron. The mistake was that the emotions and the regoshim of dveikus, they became so overwhelming that they went beyond the boundaries of Torah. And in that respect, they were Moira Halacha b'fnei Rabba. It was an Eish Zor, because it was not an Eish Alpi, what the Torah dictates. It was in their own private kalim. And in that respect, that is why they talk, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, B'kroivai HaKadosh, Adarabba. That was the biggest Kiddush Hashem. They were taka the closest in their wanting of dveikus, in their thirst for dveikus, they were taka the closest. But on them, B'davka HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that the regoshim have to be done within the framework of Torah. And even Gedolim, like Nadav Aviu, that had such a thirst for dveikus, even they are punished because they did it not within the framework of Torah, and that was due for the biggest Kiddush Shem Shemayim. They Sirachatos, Dorosh Dorash Moshe, the Sirachatos, Moshe Rabbeinu, he seeked out, V'hinei Soiroth, and it was burned, it wasn't eaten. V'yiktsov ala lozor ala yisomar, b'nei aron ha'nei sorem leimar, madua le'achaltam asachatos, why didn't you eat the chatos? He was really giving Aaron also teichacha, but he addressed it to them as covered of Aaron. By daber Aaron al Moshe, hein hayoy mekrivu es chatos, and that's why he lost him l'fnei Hashem. But the krena oisiko eila, and then it happened. Come on, let's learn this terrible story of Nadav Aviu. V'chalti chatos hayoy, today I should eat ba'aninus, hayita b'ene Hashem. Is that proper? V'yishma Moshe, Vayita Beinu. Moshe Rabbeinu heard Aaron's time attack. He's an Aina. So Rashi says over there, Vayita Beinu, Hoida Veloy Boish. He was Moida and he wasn't embarrassed. He didn't say Loy Shamati. I didn't hear what the halach is. Shamati Vishachachti. I heard the halach. They were talking not supposed to eat. And I forgot. As if it's a state in the Gemara. So he's telling us the mile of Moshe Rabbeinu, he's Moida Allah Emes. Why is that such a big mile in Moshe Rabbeinu? One would think Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eved Hashem, who went up to Har Sinai to be mekabel the luchas, and he fought with the malachim, his mamash, Moshe Rabbeinu. So he shouldn't be Moed Ala Emes. Like, why is that a gadlus? He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, a regular person also should be Moed Ala Emes. So why is this a special gadlus in Moshe Rabbeinu? Just two pshat over here. The stipler says a pshat, and there's a pshat from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Stipel says the following. What was the time over here? Moshe Rabbeinu said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me that a chatas has to be eaten by aninus. It should be eaten by aninus. So Aaron told him, maybe you were only told that on the Karbonis of the Shah, Shivus Yimei HaMiluim. So over there it could be eaten by aninus. But we're already on the eighth day. Today the Karbonis are the regular Karbonis. Did you hear that? What got me these korbanos? So instead of saying, Moshe Shamati, I didn't hear about today's korbanos, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're right. I taka heard on regular korbanos and Ainon does not eat. And I forgot the halach. Zok the stipel, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have said, Moshe Shamati, he would not be saying a lie at all. Why? He could have said, Moshe Shamati, I did not hear this regarding the regular korbanos. I heard it, Lagami, Karbanisha, and he wouldn't be telling a lie, right? He heard the halacha, but he heard the halacha, Lagami, something else. And if he'd say, Loi Shamati, it would mean, Itaka did not hear this Lagabi the regular Gravanas. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't interested in just getting away from Sheker. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Megal in the total emes. So he came out openly and he said, Shomati v'shachachti. That's the mind of Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't just staying away from Sheker. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it had to be the total Gilui HaEmes. So he's like, Haley the stipler. Chaim Shmulevitz says a different shot. Chaim Shmulevitz says like this. It's a big limud over here. At this time, when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he heard Shamati v'shachachti, that could cause a tremendous riffian in the Messiah of Torah. Because people could start wondering, oh, he made a mistake over here. He made a mistake over here. So who knows if everything else that he tells us is also the riffing of Messiah. Maybe he misinterpreted that, or maybe he forgot this, or maybe this. So it makes the heuristical riffian. So Moshe Rabbeinu would have made a cheshbon. He would have said, you know what? Maybe I better not be made out in the open, and I'll say it in a way, you know. But I don't have to be made. I'll say it quietly. He won't announce it necessarily. Moshe Rabbeinu did not make any cheshbonis. Moshe Rabbeinu said, emes has to be emes. I cheshbonis, that's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make cheshbonis, but I have to be megal the emes. And not only that, the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says, Yotza HaKruz, the announcement went out, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I heard and I forgot, and this halacha was taught to me by Aaron. And he could have made cheshbonis, and there would have been proper cheshbonis. It's a very good cheshbon. Moshe Rabbeinu said, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, you don't take Zayti cheshbonis, you have to do what's right. Famous Maaseh, when Chaim Grisker, when he was suggested to be the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin, so there were murmurings. Eh, he's only getting it because he's a grandson of Chaim Volozhiner. And some people were saying it's a whole new derech, it's not al pi the derech that we were accustomed to in previous generations. People always like to talk of Chaim Brisker, you know. Milon and Godelmer of Chaim Brisker, you know, today the yeshivas of Chaim's Torah, and if not his Egnat Torah, in various forms to his Talmidim, and Talmidim. But there were murmurings. So they decided that they're going to get like a committee of best of Gedolim, and they will be present by the first shiur that Rechaim gives. And they'll judge from the shiur if Taki's right to be the Rosh Yeshiva or not. Can you imagine the pressure of that shiur? The pressure makes his debut. The laws in the base matters is packed, and everybody knows that the career is totally in this, and they're going to decide based on this if you're going to get the stellar or not. So I believe it was a shir on the Sechtes Yevamos. I think it was on the Sugav Torah site. And he brings down a Rambam, one Akasha from here, one Akasha over there, and he starts weaving a myriad of tapestry as only Rav Chaim can. It was almost a piece of goyness. Place is mesmerizing, the shaykh when he's saying. Then in the middle he remembers, he wanted to say pshat in the Rambam al-piyah yisoid, but in his mind he remembers it doesn't stem with the pirush of Mishnayis lo Rambam in a certain market. Nobody would have known the difference. And he could have gone on and he would have presented this brilliant cheer and the job was mamish. Oh, but the emes is the emes. She says, my Rabbeinu. He says, Hagam, Yisoid is a good to Yisoid. But in the Rambam, you can't say it because what he says in Pirush Mishnah is Rambam, and he closed his Gemara and he walked off. So it's a tumult. A couple of minutes later, one of the main people on the committee, I forgot already who it was, he says, my Rabbeinu, there's no one more right to be the Rosh Yeshiva to say Shiurim than Rabbeinu. She says, you're willing to close the Gemara and close the Rambam and say, I made a mistake. He goofer, that goofer is the biggest raya. He's interested in the emes. Those are Reb Chaim. I forgot already which Rosh Hashiva it was that came from Eretz Yisrael. He was collecting money for the yeshiva in Yerushalayim. He came to Brisk. And he used to chazer, it was 50, 60 baht a day, bekiyas. Woke up in the morning, he chazed. That day, Rav Chaim was giving a shiur, so he came to Rav Chaim's shiur. And Punkt Rav Chaim said something, and he had learned the Gemara in Chulin that day, that was Soyser, Rav Chaim's Yisoy. So he hacks in the middle. He says, the Gemara Nechulim. They were shushing him up. So Chaim said, hey, look, the Gemara Nechulim like this and like this. Right? And he closed the Gemara. So afterwards, he was there a few days. He asked Reb Chaim, what's the insight of Rosh Hashiva has to have to say proper Shiura? So he said, Rosh Hashiva has to be able to close his Gemara. If there's a kasha and he doesn't have a teretz, he has to have the capability of closing and be Maidala Emes. That's the thing he said. He said, that's mamish what Moshe Rabbeinu did over here. Just want to finish off with a short word on Parshas HaChodesh. The Haftarah of this week's Parsha brings down to Pasuk in Yecheskel, Kapitel Melvav, Pasuk Aleph. After Melchemes Goyg u'Magog, it says that Mizgadalti, Mizgadashti, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to become great, it will become sanctified. And afterwards it speaks about Binyan Bayishlishi and the Avodah that's going to go on in Binyan Bayishlishi. So it says, Koyamar, Hashem Elokim, Shar HaChotzer HaPnimis, HaPoyne Kodim, the doors of the inner courtyard that faces eastwards, Yesogar Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa. Uviyayim HaShabbos Yiposeach, and HaShabbos it will be open. Uviyayim HaChodesh Yiposeach, and on Rosh Chodesh it will be open. So the Alkut Shemayni brings down, Uviyayim HaShabbos Yiposeach Me'elov. It's going to open up by itself, and the whole nation will be there, and they'll see that Shabbos has arrived. And on Rosh Chodesh, the doors will open up on their own, and the whole nation will be standing there on the north of Minashamayim, they will makadosh the chaydish. So he stayed in Medrash. So Michtam Eliyo was Mavar, this Medrash, Alpi the Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim says, we've spoken about this in Parshas Truma, that the Iker Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaMikdash that's in the heart of a person. Ba'asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'soy chom, b'soy choy loy ne'amai, as Abdallah Shech HaKadosh, elu b'soy chom. The Iker Kavon is the Shkina should rest within each and every one of us. So Zokt Rav Dessler, that La'osad Lovei by Bayish Lishi, is going to come Shabbos, V'yayim HaShabbos, Yiposeach, the doors to the Beis HaMikdash in their heart is going to open up by itself. Whereas nowadays it says, Misha Torah Be'er Shabbos, Yoichol B'Shabbos. To feel the Shabbos, you have to prepare yourself before Shabbos. Then, the doors of a person's heart are going to open. The Mela is going to be filled with the essence of Shabbos. Same thing with Shchodesh. The hearts of the people are going to open up by themselves without much ishtadlus. And you're going to be able to feel that hischachus of Kedusha that comes in every Rosh Chodesh. So that's going to be by Bayish Lishi. Nowadays we don't have that. Of a nowadays Vaistois, that there is a certain yecholus that if we put the hachana in, then it's going to happen by itself because we're going to be living in a totally different mindset. But nowadays it's mashmid when it comes to Shabbos, that if you take it tereach, you can open up the doors of your heart, that Shabbos could fill that entire essence. And the same thing with Rosh Chodesh comes. If that's true about every Rosh Chodesh, then Kal B'chaymer ben Benoishel Kal B'chaymer when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim Rishinu Lachem L'Chatshah Hashanah. The whole month is like a Rosh Chodesh of the entire year. They say, oh, I believe they say on the Chodesh HaLublin in Nisan, he was able to say what's going to happen Rosh Chodesh year, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and Tammuz, and he's able to say everything that's going to happen. So Shad is that the whole Chodesh Nisan is his Chodesh. And if we are making ourselves during Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we can be zeichet to a tremendous shinut. It's all the slumber haggadah, manishtana halayla zemi kol halaylois. We have to ask ourselves this question. What shinut happened to us on this night more than all other nights? The night of Pesach is mesugal. There should be a tremendous shinut in ourselves. And the whole month Bemis is mesugal for a tremendous shinut of ourselves if we talk and prepare ourselves for that. Satmar Rebbe. The Chassidim of Kodesh Lebracha says in his Agoda, Yochom Erish Chodesh, Namud Leimer, Bayoyim Ahu. I Bayoyim Ahu, Yochom Lebayoyim, Tam Leimer, Babu Zer, Beshor Sheish Matzah, Mon Rachmu Benach.
So he says like this, Yochame Rosh Chodesh, man, this is supposed to be making yourself ready for Rosh Chodesh. But I would say, Yochame Rosh Chodesh, that's the only time you can start. And if let's say you blew it and you weren't making yourself, so finished, you give up hope, that's it, I lost it. Even on that day, if a person takes it seriously, he can stop finding, he can absorb the Kiddush. So you have to start Erev Pesach. Even if a fellow starts putting himself into it, even then he can be blown away by the tremendous amount of Kiddusha. Now Satmar Rebbe says, that doesn't mean to makatek the Havamina. The Havamina is still a good Havamina. The more you're making, the better it is, right? But the Gilui is telling me, don't give up hope if you didn't start from Rosh Chodesh. Don't give up hope if you didn't start during the day, even on the night of Pesach, B'shosh, Yesh, Matzah, Morim, and Achamu, Fanecha. The Hesiris could grab you and make a tremendous Shinui, make Taka Shinui, Palayim HaZeh. You also mishtaka b'zoyche, that maybe still this time that the Gulu should come, will be zoichem and oichel sham, and asvachem and apsachem, the bias goel tzedek, the mayor of Yomenu. Amen. Kakosh and Sameach, everybody.
Shkai. Good Shabbos.